Editor's note. Midland Today has asked council candidates in Midland, Penetanguishene and Tiny Township to provide a synopsis of why they are running for public office. Municipal elections take place October 24. The following response is from Matthew Vaders, who is running for council in Midland. For more election coverage, visit our 2022 municipal election page by clicking here, where you can find candidate profiles and other election news. What is your name, what will be your age on election day, and who are your key immediate family members you rely on for support? Matthew Vaders and I will be 37 on election day. I will rely on my immediate family for support, which include my parents who still reside in Midland. Outside of immediate family, I am looking to the relationships I have made over the years as well as friends. In 10 words or less, why is your municipality the best in the province? Midland is a small town with incredible people and opportunity. What prompted you to run as a municipal leader? I enjoy our town and what it has become over the years. I want to continue to let it grow for years, setting up our younger children for years to come. Midland Bay Landing is mired in controversy, involving contaminated land, residents wanting to protect parkland, developer visions for the future, and the municipality's choice for that developer. What is your stance on Midland Bay Landing? I believe that we need to take a look at the plan and see what needs to be changed. The pandemic has changed the way of thinking for many people. We need to revisit the plans and let the community have more participation. I think the proposed plans for Midland Bay Landing have a lot to offer Midland, but we need to revisit and encourage more participation from the public. This doesn't mean throwing out the plan and starting from scratch at all. Simply putting it out there for residents to have input will benefit all. I do support the idea of eliminating our current debt by completing phase one. In hindsight though, it is the residents who have the final say and I will encourage what they want. You will be asked to join committees and other municipal representations. Which are you eager to become involved in? Heritage Committee, Homelessness Action Committee, Indigenous Relations Committee, Midland Public Library Board, Midland Seniors Council, Ontario's Best Butter Tart Festival, Youth Committee. The reason I am expressing my interest in a variety of committees is because I want to be as knowledgeable as possible in all areas. Voter apathy is always a concern, ranging between 25.7% to 42% of ballots cast across North Simcoe in the last municipal election. Knowing you could be elected without even half of possible voters turning out, what will you do to combat voter apathy so your municipality is best represented? Encouraging people of Midland that we have changed the process in the way to vote. With so many people being busy with their day-to-day lives, people will say they often don't have time to vote. With just shy of 2 weeks to vote this year, this should see an increase in voter turnout this year. We have to encourage people to vote because each and every single vote matters. There are many prominent concerns ongoing in the region, from affordable housing to the opioid epidemic to short-term rentals as well as others. What is one concern that you think the majority of residents are not aware of? I am worried that the majority of residents are unaware of how serious the opioid epidemic is in this area. We need to educate our community on the seriousness of this topic and what it is doing to our community. We need to be able to show statistics and the increase in deaths as a result. I don't think people realize how close to home this is. I feel people think we have the odd case and that this only happens in bigger cities. The province is planning for a population of 555,000 and 198,000 jobs by 2051. If now is the time to prepare for that influx, what will you proactively do as your part in the process? We need to make our municipality inviting to younger families. We need higher paying jobs to make it more enticing for younger generations to stick around in the area. Recidivism isn't just on the police and courts. As a municipal leader and crafter of bylaws, what initiatives will you undertake to address crime in your care? We need to address short-term rentals such as the rise in Airbnbs. We need to find some terminology that addresses this. We can't let the people who own these make thousands and often letting in clientele who do not respect the area or other patrons. Infrastructure projects require taxpayer dollars. What infrastructure project does the municipality desperately need, and does it justify a tax increase from the ratepayers to have it done as soon as possible? We need to ensure whatever the project is that it doesn't cause an increase in taxes. If it is planned out and the town gives enough notice, we will not have to increase the taxes. Taxes are already too high and people definitely don't want to see an increase. Times change. What is the most aged or obsolete bylaw in your municipality's code? Taxis need to include Uber. The younger generation relies on this method of transportation and would excel in Midland. Oftentimes, taxis are too long of a wait and having Ubers would decrease wait times. Once you complete your four-year term, what is the legacy you want residents to best remember for your time in office? I want the residents to know me for someone who was there for his community. Matt was involved in many aspects of the community and didn't hesitate to help others even if he didn't know the answer. He listened to the residents and made a significant impact on this town. He was a true leader. We want him back for another term. Municipal election information for Midland is available on the elections page of the town website. For Midland residents, for the first time, Midland voters will be voting by internet and telephone only. The town of Midland has entered into an agreement with Intellivote Systems Inc. to provide the software, consulting and technical services required to implement this voting method. Voting will take place between October 11 and 24, 2022. Voters will receive a voter instruction letter, VIL, by mail containing directions on how to vote using the internet or the telephone, or both. You will receive this letter 7/7 to 14/14 days prior to October 11, 2022. You will only receive a VIL if your name is on the voters list. Please call the clerk's office at 705-526-4275-2212 or 2208 or come into the municipal office at 575 Dominion Avenue to make sure you are on the voters list. A voter assistance center will be located in the council chambers at the municipal office at 575 Dominion Avenue. Please bring your voter instruction letter and a document showing your name and address for identification. Voter assistance centers will also be set up at several retirement, nursing homes for in-home residents only.